So can you give us a quick idea of what you're doing here today and what were the purpose of the visit was?
Yes, it's almost like a double hitter really, celebrating the Olympic torch relay. It's coming into the region, into Stafford, and it's very exciting. It brings it really home for me that the Olympics are really around the corner, but more importantly it's about the communities celebrating and being part of the Games. So I'm very excited, and that's one part of it, but really for me it's the legacy that is so important from the Games. It's, yes, it is about competition, but it really is about inspiring the next generation of budding athletes or just children that want to feel part of the Olympic spirit, and encouraging them to do more sport and try a variety of sports, and to celebrate National School Sports Week, which is upon us at the end of the month, June 25th to the 29th. Where 4,000 young children will be taking part in a whole host of different Olympic sports. And no, we're not trying to find the next Olympian. It's a really encouraging a healthy lifestyle, but more importantly, that people feel connected to the Olympics.
And that's certainly what's going on here. You've got some very inspired kids in there.
Very energetic kids. And for me, that's what, you know, it makes me really proud to see just how far we have come with the Games, and more importantly that kids are enjoying sport, and for me athletics is my bag, and so indoor sports hall athletics is where I started. You know, it's something I was heavily involved in as a child, and then I went on because I had good experiences, and I think the more you can give young kids, you know, good feeling, good experiences in sport, the more likely they are going to stay with it. And so that's part of what today's all about.
So I heard you did a Q&A with them before. Did anything come up? Anything interesting come up?
There's always, kids are, honestly, they're like sponges, and they're such curious minds. So for me, it's about letting them know that anything is achievable if you put your mind to it. You know, I was just an ordinary kid, but I was committed. I had a passion. I was dedicated, and I was prepared to go. I was prepared to go for it. And so if you can just give them a few of those life lessons, because they really are life lessons, they transcend sport, if they can sort of get that, they'll adapt it into their work life and their school life, whether it's exams or taking part in a sport that they haven't tried. There's so much hidden potential. Kids have so much potential that they sometimes don't always tap into, and so hopefully by giving them an array of different sports to try, or different experiences in life, that they'll find something that really suits them.
Is the Olympic spirit thriving here today in Stafford?
It is, and it will be. You know, I think the anticipation